As we enter into the year 2023-24, as we're finishing out 23 and going, we're already in our 28th year of ministry. We're believing for the impossible. Amen. Believing for the impossible. We have seen God do so many, many wondrous miracles and moved on our behalf. And you know, it has just increased our faith. Is that right, intercessors? Increased our faith. And we are believing for the impossible. Jesus said, have faith in God. To have faith in God is to have confidence in God. It's to be confident in His word, that His promises are true. And Jesus said, with men, this is impossible. But with God, say it with me, all things are possible. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're moving, oh God, in impossible situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So good to have everyone tonight, to see you. It's so good to see Holly. Our picture was up there. Yes, we're so glad you're able to come tonight. Thank you so much. So, yes, it's always good to see family. Amen. And see what God's adding to the family. Yeah, there's always room for one more at the table. Amen. So we are so thankful you're here tonight and you're in for a treat. Apostle Leon is teaching on kingdom release. And so Apostle Leon comes to us from Versailles, Indiana. And it's a huge town of about 5,000, I think. About 5,000. And so we're so thankful he's up here in the big city of Elkhart, Indiana. And that he has come up to bless us. And so, Apostle Leon, we are ready for you. Apostle works next to Bishop. And so we are so thankful for our Bishop. I believe he's 89 years old.
89.
Still going strong. I'm in his mentoring class on Tuesday nights, and Bishop is still on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are so thankful for him. So thankful for Apostle Leon. So let's give the Lord. Would you stand and honor the man of God tonight?
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Yes. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have your microphone?
I do. Amen. Give a hand for the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Woo! Look at somebody and say, it's all about Him. Amen. It is. And I keep reminding us, amen, it's all about the Father. Amen. How many of you enjoyed that worship tonight? Amen. I'm telling you, the more you get lost in the presence of the Father, amen, more healing is demonstrated, more kingdom release is activated, amen, and more peace, amen, will bring healing into your soul and spirit, amen. So, praise God. Amen. It's just awesome to be here. I want to give honor to Apostles Dr. Janet and Leonard Cook. Let's give them a hand. Praise God. Amen. 27 years, but it's also been 27 years of persevering, amen, and staying the course. Everybody say staying the course. Amen. That means never giving up. Say never giving up. Amen. And they have stayed the course through thick, thin. Amen. I remember just some of the facilities and places that they was in the city. And every place that they went, it was kind of like a Joseph experience. They took a prison and turned it into something miraculous. Amen. You took the old theater in town and made it. I believe the city actually bought it back from you, right?
Yeah.
They didn't buy it. Somebody else bought it. Okay, well, anyway, it became a marquee for this city, amen. It was red tagged, and they totally restored that, amen, as a church, amen. So sometimes just the things that we do makes a kingdom impact in our community and in our city. Honor just to share with you for a while tonight, and I've challenged my faith to call some of you out and minister as the Holy Spirit directs tonight. And so if you have a telephone and you know where record is at on your telephone, you might take your telephone out and check it. It's about the only time we ask you to use your telephone in church, man. If you can get a record, find record on your phone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all are so quiet out there.
They're quiet.
You're either really good listeners, huh?
You're right.
Praise God. Amen. Well, the Lord began speaking in my spirit about kingdom release, and I was just sharing this morning, amen, to open our mind, you know, that we're in the decade of pay, amen, which means mouth, which means words, speaking forth, make known, amen, that this is a time that the church needs to be heard. Amen. We need to be speaking those things that are not as though they are and believing it in our heart. Amen. Decreeing into the heavenlies. I've heard the Lord speak prophetically over numerous people over the years. You know, God has spoken things like walk your community, walk in your city, and just begin to prophesy into the airwaves. Amen. Decree those things that are not. Amen. That they shall be. Amen. And beginning to use your voice of intercession, your voice of decree, your prophetic voice, declaring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So we're in an interesting decade right now. It's interesting seeing all the wars and rumors of wars and all the catastrophes and things that are breaking out. I've had opportunity to traveling from California to New York to Miami already this year, and many places already in between. Probably about 60 plus churches already this year, but to see the catastrophes from going from one part of our nation to the other alone. So the prayer warriors, amen, that are crying out in all those areas. When you go to California, you hear the bad reports and all the, you hear a lot of the ugly things. But I'm telling you, there's a loving people in California that are crying out to God, standing in the gap, consistent in prayer, decreeing, prophesying, amen, and believing for transformation in their city. Amen. And that's happening throughout the United States. Praise God. Amen. So we're a part of a great company. Say a great company. We're part of a great company of apostles and prophets and prophetic apostolic people, amen, that believe in hearing the voice of the Lord and speaking the voice of the Lord. I also shared with you about 5783 and the last digit in that, in the Hebrew calendar number, the last digit means gamel, which also is a root word for camel. I'm trying to speak fast tonight because I want to move quick. Amen. But camel. Amen. I was just sharing scriptures with you this morning. Amen. That the camels are coming. Say the camels are coming. Yeah. I was saying that because I want you to activate pay. I want you to begin to decree, amen, my camels are coming. My blessings are coming. My breakthrough is coming. My miracle is coming. Amen. You need to decree it over your household. Decree it over your church, over your city, over your children. Amen. Just begin to decree the glory of the Lord. Amen. Is visiting my house. Hallelujah. Amen. My camels are coming. They're not going to be restricted. And when I begin to see 5784, amen, the year of the door, amen. But I can see prophetically double doors, amen. And just representing double portion, double anointing, double entry, double breakthrough. Amen. Then I begin to see 5783. The camels are going to come to my door. Hallelujah. Amen. Say my blessings are coming. Amen. You have to decree it. You know, you may not see it. You may not feel it. Amen. But I believe the word of the Lord. How many of you believe the word of the Lord tonight? Praise God. Amen. But the camels are coming. They represent provision and retribution and repayment. Amen. Look at somebody say, it's all coming back. It's all coming back. Amen. So we call those things that are not as though they are. Amen. And we call them, amen, to return and to come back. Earlier in the year, I heard two words. One of them was release, and the other one was persistence. Amen. And when I heard the word release, I heard it repeatedly, Dr. Janet, in my spirit. I heard release, release, release. That's the way that it came into my ears as I was in my time of prayer. Would you say that with me tonight? Release, release, release. You may want to decree, amen, that this is your year of release. Amen. God's releasing you, amen, to go through the doors that He's going to open up to us this year. Amen. And He's going to give you provision. When God gives vision, He also gives provision. Amen. Some of you are needing provision, a new open door in provision. We'll begin to speak those things that are lacking as though they are. Come on now. It's a new season of faith. I believe it's a season of miracles, supernatural signs and wonders. Amen. And I know that I'm stretching my faith, just believing for miracles, for healing. Amen. For deliverance, for people to be totally set free. Amen. And you need to begin to believe as the church because the Holy Spirit is in you. Say, He's in me. You know, sometimes we get the Holy Spirit in the minister or in the service or in the place without realizing I can do all things through Christ who strengthens who? Strengthens me. Come on now. That's because you're filled with the same powerful Holy Spirit. He didn't have a big Holy Spirit for fivefold ministers and a little Holy Spirit for the saints. No, it is the same Holy Spirit power and fire on the inside of you. Amen. And I just pray that this will be a season that you are activating, amen, that release of the word of the Lord. As I look up the word release, it has a lot of definitions, but I want to read just a few of them, and I want to pray for them at the same time. But I did hear the Lord say that when He releases you from something, He also releases you into something. Amen. So Paul the Apostle said, forgetting those things that are behind me, I can press towards the things that are in front of me, but I can't press and hold on to what the past held against me. I got to let it go. Look at somebody say, you got to let go. Amen. Forgetting those things that are behind, I can press toward the mark for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So when God releases you from something, He'll also release you into something. Come on now. He doesn't want your house void. He doesn't want it empty. You want the house filled. Say, I want my house furnished. Hallelujah. I understand empty houses are dangerous. Glory to God. I was in construction business for a lot of years, and I know when a house just stands empty, a lot of things happen. A lot of things go wrong. A house can be destroyed just being empty. Come on now. But the Bible says fill that house. Amen. Once you release some things, refurnish that house. Amen. With the foundations of the Word of God. But some of the definitions that comes with releases are, one is released from confinement. Amen. Confinement means restricted from moving forward. I want you to hear this. Confinement means restricted from moving forward. And God says, I want to break every spirit of confinement that has kept you in one place so that you could not move forward in your faith. You could not move forward in the gift and the anointing in your life. Amen. Guilt, shame, condemnation, false blame, all these things that the enemy tries to lay upon you, tries to bring confinement, amen, to keep you from moving forward and being restricted of fulfilling the vision and the purpose that God created you for. If you just lay your hand on your heart, I want to break that assignment of confinement right now in Jesus' name. The Bible says that when God makes you free, you are free indeed. Amen. Whatever has confined you to keep you from moving into the place that you know that God has called you into. I'm telling you, the devil will try to stack things in front of you to keep you from fulfilling your purpose and your destiny. Well, when I hear worship like I heard tonight, amen, I don't know about you, but it began to break things even inside of me. He sang a song this morning about hear the dry bones rattling or something. I know what it's talking about, amen, but the dry bones begin to rattle. They begin to shake loose and freedom begins to come to you. Father, I break every spirit of confinement, Lord, that would try to restrict them fulfilling their assignment. Right now, in Jesus' name, that would try to restrict them from moving into that next phase, that next place, that next grace, that next faith, that next vision, Lord, that you have called and you have purposed them to. So I take authority over it and I say, confinement, you have to get away from them, get out of here in Jesus' name. Lord, you are making them free right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, they're going to walk in the fullness of the purpose with joy, Father, counting it all joy, oh Father, for the call that you have purposed for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another definition of release is being released from bondage or you might say a slave to a situation. You can have things in your life. It can be in your business. It can be in your family. You can be a slave to cleaning your house. You can be a slave to multiple of different things. Come on now. But it's bondage. And God says, I don't want you in bondage. I didn't call you to be slaves. I called you to be friends. Come on now. I called you to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. And so He said, I'm breaking every spirit of bondage or anything that calls you to be a slave to a situation. Come on now. No, God wants you to be able to hear the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be able to be mobilized by the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be activated by the Holy Spirit. And He wants you to be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He doesn't want you in bondage or a slave to situations in your life, your family, or your jobs, or wherever you are. So I want to break that assignment of bondage right now. Can we do that? Amen. So just lay your hand on your heart again in Jesus' name. Father, I take authority over every aspect of bondage. Father, over every door that bondage tries to come in that causes them to be a slave to a situation. Oh, Father, God, you said that you have made them free tonight. God, free to be, free to have, free to come, free to go, free to learn, free to demonstrate, oh God. And Father, free to accelerate in the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, I break every spirit of bondage right now. And I command it to get off of them, get out of here in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let freedom reign. Let freedom reign. Oh, God, let your glory come in this place right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Joko, just go ahead, pray in the Holy Spirit for a moment. Just receive that in your heart tonight. I believe before you leave this building tonight, amen, you can be set free from confinement, set free from bondage. Another one is being released from false obligations and responsibilities. Now, this one hit me pretty hard personally, amen, because you can take on responsibilities, amen, without realizing that you have taken on things, and next thing you know, you are weighted down, amen, with responsibilities that are not even yours. Now, I travel a lot in airports a lot, and if you travel much, you're going to hear this pretty regular over the intercom. I'm going to add to my story tonight, I think, if I can remember. But it's going to come over the intercom and says, you know, keep your luggage with you at all times. Don't leave your luggage alone. Don't ask anybody to watch your luggage. Keep your luggage with you. You're going to hear that repeated in the airports. Well, I had heard that on the intercom, and a young lady came up to me, looked to be a college career young lady to me. And she walked up to me. She said, sir, you look like a father. And I said, by chance I am a father many times over. And she said, could you please, please watch my bag? And I'm like, did you not hear the intercom? Don't ask anybody to watch your luggage. She said, but you look trustworthy. Would you please, please? It'll just take me a moment. Would you please? And I was like, you know, having raised three daughters and a lot of granddaughters, I said, okay. Okay, make it quick, though. Make it quick. As if that works. But, well, she had no sooner than gone, and the intercom comes on. And it says, we are now boarding. My gate is boarding. And now I'm stuck with a bag. I have no idea what's in it. I have no idea who left it. All I know is now I have an obligation. I just flew back from Montreal just on Tuesday, and I had my grandson Zachary with me, and it's funny because it come on the intercom, don't ask anybody to watch your luggage. And there was an elderly lady that was sitting right beside me and in a wheelchair, and she said, sir, would you please watch this bag for me? And Zachary looked at me. I was like, what is this? People asking me to watch their bags. Well, maybe I mess up my hair or something. Why are people asking me to watch? You know, I don't want this false obligation. And I'm being reminded of my own story, my own analogy. Amen. And I'm having to make a decision. Shall I watch this bag? Or I said, ma'am, I don't know how far you're going or where you're going. She says, believe me, there's no bombs in the bag. The bag is good. It's just that I just can't carry it from here to there. But I need to get to there. If you just watch it for me for a moment. I said, Oh, Jesus. So now I'm praying for deliverance from false obligations for Apostle Leon. Amen. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm just saying that you can take on obligations that are not yours in life. Come on now. And God says, I don't want you weighted down by false responsibilities and false obligations. It's a new day. Old things have passed away. Come on now. I want you to let it go. I want you to get rid of it. Come on. I don't want you weighted down in this season. I want you stable, able, capable. I want you in position. Amen. That you can advance quickly in this season of your life. Well, it was just after they come on the intercom and said, it's now time for boarding. I was getting itchy feet. Come on now. And suddenly I saw this head bopping through the crowd. And the young lady came back and I said, oh, Jesus. I said, Jesus, I'll never do that again. I lied. I have to repent. And then I had an elderly sister, that says, would you wash my back? Oh, Jesus. Amen. False obligations. Everybody say false obligations. False obligations. I ought to have Dr. Janet come up and pray on this one. Pray so I can get included in the prayer. Amen. Lay your hands back on your heart again in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I was using that as just as analogy. But Lord, in life, we've taken on responsibilities and obligations that are not ours. Things that have been placed upon us, oh God. False obligations, false responsibilities. And Lord, I break the assignment of that and I speak a kingdom release in them right now that they can release it, they can let it go. For some of you, I think it's obligations from things in the past. You're still held responsible for it. You can't do anything with it. Nobody else is doing anything with it. It's just a weight on you. And it's a subtle weight. And I just take authority over that now. False obligations, responsibilities have been laid upon them. I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I take authority over the pressures that have come from false obligations. And I command it to go now. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Lord, let your glory, Father, rest upon each one of them right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Another definition is to release someone from debt. Amen. Or to release that debt. Another one is to be free from anything that restrains or fastens you, such as a spirit of grief, which tries to bring torment. And I just want to break the assignments of anything that restrains or restricts you, amen, from or fastens you into one position. Amen. So lay your hand back on your heart in Jesus' name. Father, you said you've come to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, Lord, to take off the weights, the bondages, Lord. And I do take authority over grief right now. And I command it to loose its stronghold, Lord, because in death there is life in heavenly places, Lord. And God, I just release the joy of the Lord, and I take authority over a spirit of grief. Take authority over anything that fastens or restrains them now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Everybody said, amen, amen. Another one is to be released into your potential. Come on now, and not just your ability. Say my potential. Amen. So God wants to release you from the bondage of your ability. You can get so stuck on your ability, amen, that you will not activate your faith to go beyond your comfort zone. Amen. So your ability, you might say, creates a comfort zone around you, and you're comfortable as long as it's done just that way. Amen. But God, when He created you, He looks to your potential and not just your ability. That's one thing I love about the prophetic word of the Lord. Amen. God doesn't just speak to your ability about what you're able to do. He speaks to your potential, amen, what He has created you to do. Amen. And sometimes, amen, when we hear the word of the Lord, amen, we try to frame that word into our comfort zone or into our ability or into our understanding. When God is speaking into another time zone of your life, come on now, and He says, I don't want you stuck in the place that you're in. Come on now. That's why He's releasing the voice of His prophets, amen, to begin to stretch us out of an old mold or to stretch us out of an old place, amen, that we can begin to walk in the fullness of His grace. I received a prophetic word at one of our conferences in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida once. This has been many years ago. And a young man had a word for me at the end of our meeting, and it was all appropriate. It was all under authority. And I always say that, no parking lot prophecies, hallway, bathroom, parking lot, Amen. If you have a word of the Lord and you're part of a prophetic church, you need accountability more than anybody else. Come on now. Why? Because we're all prophetic people. Come on. And so it was under a covering and accountability. But his prophetic word to me was, he said, Apostle Leon, the Lord showed me you playing a trumpet. You know, like Gabe up here blowing a trumpet. And I said, oh my God, I can't even whistle good. You know, and the idea of being coordinated to try play a trumpet. So you might say that Apostle Leon did not relate to that prophetic word because it was spoken way out of my comfort zone or anything that I could imagine for myself. And in addition to that, I didn't even desire to play a trumpet. I love to hear trumpets and trombones and all of the saxophones and clarinets. I love hearing the horns, but it had never been my desire to try to blow it. Even a shofar. I try to blow a shofar and it sounds like a total accident. And so I give up on that. Amen. But bless all of you that can. Bishop Hammond can't really play a shofar either. So he makes his own. Doo, 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 doo. You know, he'll do that in the streets. Glory to God. But amen. But anyway, he said, I saw you playing a trumpet. And so what I've learned to do, and I might encourage you, amen, is not to throw the prophetic word away, Duke, but rather put it on the shelf. Come on now and say, God, if this is you and your time, your will, your way, somehow I'll blow a trumpet, I guess. You know, just so whatever, you know. But I can't relate to it fully. I don't know what to do with it. And so I just put it on the shelf. Well, it was almost 20 years later, I was in New Hampshire and doing a conference in New Hampshire. And at the end of a service, a young man came up to the pastor and he said, I felt a word for Apostle Leon while he was speaking. And the pastor asked permission. Would you receive a word from this young man? Absolutely. No problem, as long as it's covering and you're in agreement with it. Amen. And try to keep everything accountable. But he said, the word that I heard was that the Lord said that you're a trumpeter. And I thought, oh my God, you know, now I'm going to get rebuked because I haven't played the trumpet. But he said, I saw you as a trumpeter. And the Lord said that you have been trumpeting my word for all these years. And God said, you're going to trumpet my word into the nations of the world. And you'll trumpet my word and you'll be my voice. As the angels trumpet in heaven, so will you as a prophet and apostle trumpet my word in the earth. Amen. All of a sudden, the lights came on. Come on now. That God was trying to tell me something, but I was putting it in a box, okay, according to my ability. Come on. Amen. But God, when he speaks to you prophetically, Brother Jeff, he's not speaking to your ability. He's speaking to your potential. Come on now. God knows how he wired you, how he created you, how he gifted you. Come on now. And this is a time when God says, I'm releasing you from the restrictions of your ability. Does that? I'm not saying anything against your ability. I'm just saying you can learn to trust so much in your ability that you'll refuse to walk by faith and into the place that God has called you to walk into. I just want to decree over the river, amen, that this is a new season of a kingdom release, amen. And God's releasing us to go through new doors of opportunity this year. He's releasing us to begin to speak those things that are not as though they are. He's releasing us, amen, to a new measure of faith this year, amen, and moving forward from the place that we have been in. Look at somebody and say, it's glorious. God, I'm telling you, the future is glorious. I could feel the glory of God in the worship here tonight and in this building. Amen. It's not the building. Amen. It's the glory. It's the kingdom of God. Amen. As we all sacrifice and bring that sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. Look at somebody say, I'm free. God has made you free. God has set you free. Amen? Amen. So, it was saying, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Now, this stood out to me, this dignity, this power, amen, this praise, this honor, it will literally be seen upon you. Look at somebody and say, it'll be seen upon you. God, what you can't see yourself, God is empowering. God is releasing a fresh anointing upon His church, upon His bride. Amen. Because I believe we're living in the time of the saints of God, where the saints of God begin to arise and the saints of God begin to be a demonstration generation, not just in the local church, but in the community, in the streets, in the highways, the byways. Come on now. This is the time when God says, I'm raising up my army. I'm activating my army. Come on now. You know, we need to flow together as an army. Come on. I have a book out in the foyer. If you'd be interested in getting Unity's Power as One. Everybody say, as one. She's got a copy here. Unity's Power as One. You don't want to be a lone ranger in this time of your life. Come on now. This is a time when you want to be connected. You want a relationship. You need accountability. And we need to be flowing together as One, and His glory will be seen upon you. I'd like to be able to say, well, I know what all of that means. He is speaking in this word glory here. It actually means honor, praise, power, and dignity. Amen. That the sights of the kingdom of God, amen, will be reflected upon you. And you're going to be a reflection of your heavenly Father. I have a grandson that sometime I take him with me, and people say, boy, he acts like you. Boy, he prophesies like you. Boy, he's... And they can see that resemblance, you know, of a son to a father or to a grandfather. Amen. We're reflections of our heavenly Father and the anointing that He has upon your life. Amen. And then He says that the Gentiles shall come to your light. Look at somebody say, they're coming. Amen. When it uses the word the Gentiles here, I believe it is speaking about this end time harvest. If I hear the prophets correctly throughout the nations, amen, the consensus is that we've come into one of the most joyful times of harvest that the world has ever seen. Yeah. Come on now. Look at somebody say, get excited. Come on, yeah. I'm glad to hear you have evangelism class. Amen. That we're beginning to stir some waters, begin to stir that vision. Come on now. Because the Gentiles shall come to your light. Come on now. They're not just going to come to the river. They're going to come to the river that's flowing out of the river. Amen. Which is you. Amen. They're going to come to your light. Say, my light. Come on now, you want your light shining bright in this particular time and season. Pay, let your voice be heard. Let your words be power. Let your words be life. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Believe it in your heart. Amen. And kings to the brightness of your rising. I believe that is speaking about governments. Amen. In the political arena. Amen. That they will come. Amen. To the rising of the saints of God. Amen. And to the light upon the king, upon the body of Christ. Verse 4, lift up your eyes all around and see. Come on, this is the time to open your eyes and begin to see. We cannot neglect the things that are happening in the world. Neither can we be controlled by what's happening in the world. But we must see so that we can declare His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on now, we have to be willing to fight the good fight of faith. So it's to lift up your eyes all around you and see. We can also see this in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, when the prophet began to speak to Israel. And he said, lift up your eyes and look all around you. And what do you see? Do you see where the river is at today as lesser than where it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Do you see it as lesser? Come on. He said, I declare to you that the glory of the latter house will far supersede the former house. Come on now. You know, sometimes you have to be looking at the glory. We have to be looking at the kingdom. Come on now. And not so much looking around you, but looking to see what is God doing in this season. What is He doing in this chapter? I'll tell you, I feel this in the Spirit. There's a shaking of the Holy Spirit going throughout the world at large. Come on now. God is shaking things up. God is shaking things out. Amen. And there's a new kingdom release that God is releasing upon the earth. We're speaking about a kingdom release this morning. Amen. And so the kings will be brought to the brightness of your rising. What is all this saying? It says, arise and shine. Amen. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and it will be seen upon you, and that power and demonstration will be activated through you right here at the river and the body of Christ at large. Verse 4, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. I believe this is talking about discipling. Amen. Making disciples of every man. And your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Verse 5. Then you shall see and become radiant. Say, I'll be radiant. That means you're going to flow together. You're going to flow in power. You're going to flow in demonstration. Come on now. You shall be radiant and your heart shall swell with joy. I've tried to imagine what it would look like for Apostle Leon if my heart swells with joy. Come on now. I've had things happen in my life in my little 80 years, amen, that, you know, has been so exciting to me. Have anybody here ever had exciting moments? Come on now. Some of my most exciting moments, one was when I got married. Woo! Boy, was that exciting. 61 years ago. All right. Boy, was that exciting. Amen. And then to see our children born. Woo! Glory to God, was that exciting. Amen. And then to see our grandchildren. And we're still not just hanging in there. We're thriving. Come on. We're moving forward. Now we've got great-grandchildren. Amen. Seeing babies born, that's always an excitement to me. Amen. It causes an expression of joy within me. Amen. I get a phone call and somebody says, you know what? We're forgiving a debt that you owed us. And we have written that off. We just call them to let you know you're free. Woo! An excitement rises up, and the joy of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. Your heart will swell with joy. Anybody in here ever had your heart swell with joy? Come on, if you haven't, get yourself ready. There's a deliverance anointing. There's a freedom of the Spirit, and God's going to set you free from some things, and the joy of the Lord is going to begin to possess your heart again. Come on now. Where oppression and depression has tried to find roots in you, God says, I'm getting it all out of there. Come on now. That you're going to flow like a river. Amen. The power, the demonstration, the might, the dignity, the glory of God will be seen upon you, and your heart will swell with joy. Come on now. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. Ooh, look at somebody say, it's all coming back. Say it a little louder. It's all coming back. Everything that the enemy's tried to rob, steal, and kill, it's all coming back. Come on now. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Leon. It shall come to you. Remember, we're in the decade of pay. You have to begin to decree a thing. You have to begin to believe it in your heart. Come on now. You have to let your voice be power in the airwaves. Come on now. And making a difference. Verse 6. And the multitude of camels shall cover your land. Say, my land. Come on. I don't know about you, but I'm speaking to my camels. Come on now. I'm speaking, the camels are coming. Say, the camels are coming. Come on, I heard this word in my spirit, and I was standing in our platform of our church there in Versailles, and you can see out the back door from the podium area in our church. But I began to prophesy to the back doors, you know, coming into our facilities, and I began to prophesy, the camels are coming. Come on now. The worshipers are coming. The instruments are coming. The dancers are coming. The intercessors are coming. The breakthrough is coming. The helpers are coming. The saints are coming. Come on. You begin to decree and to prophesy. Come on now. That this is a time of kingdom release. The camels are coming. Come on now. They're carrying treasures. They're carrying provision. Come on now. They're carrying retribution. Amen. They're carrying what you need. Amen. To break through in this particular season and this particular time of your personal life, of your business, of your family, of your ministry, and the positions that God has positioned you in for such a time as this. Say, my camels are coming. Come on now. The blessing of God, amen, the favor of God, the repayment, it's coming. It's all coming back. Come on. I got home that afternoon and I went into the front door of our home and I stood in the front door and I just began to look out over our property and I began to decree, my camels are coming. Come on. My family is coming. My grandchildren are coming. My great-grandchildren are coming. Provision is coming. The vision is coming. Come on now. Healing is coming. Miracles are coming. The breakthrough we need, it's all coming back. Come on now. Everything that the devil has stolen, the camels are coming. The camels of blessing. Come on. This is a decade of pay. You got to begin to decree the word of the Lord and then believe it in your heart. Come on now. That this is the time of breakthrough. Amen. The souls of harvest, they're coming. Come on now. Wicked and darkness is being broken down. The glory of the Lord is coming. The glory of the Lord will cover the earth. The camels are coming. Come on. Carrying fresh anointing, fresh kingdom release. Amen. All that we need right here in this city, in Elkhart, Indiana. All that you need, amen, in your family. Amen. Your camels are coming. Come on, you can hear this just as a message, or you can hear it as a revelation, and you can get it in your spirit. Come on, I hear the prophets correctly. They're saying this is the time of the end time harvest throughout the world. Come on now, salvation of soul. We're hearing of wars and rumor wars and all of the detriments and all of the devastation. But there's also in it going to be a harvest of souls that is going to say enough is enough. We're going to turn to God. Nations will turn to God. Cities will turn to God. Communities will turn to God. Come on now, states will turn to God. Look at somebody say, decree it. Decree it. Believe it in your own heart. It says, the camels shall cover your land. You know, I went home. I really didn't see any camels. Holly, I don't know what I'd done if I really did see a real camel. They're bigger than me. And but you know, but in my spirit, I can receive it. Just go ahead. Put your hand right here. Amen. Father, just in their spirit, God, let them get a revelation, Lord. Father, you're shifting them from devastation. You're shifting them from the past season to a brand new season of their life. God, I decree that their camels are coming. I decree that their breakthrough is coming. I decree that this is a season of a double door opening, God. Double portion anointing. Double favor to them, God. Lord, give them boldness, God. Give them what they need, Lord. Give them that forcefulness in the spirit, oh God, to break through, to press through, and to go on through their door in this year, in Jesus' name. God, I'm commanding, brother, the camels, come to my door. Come on now. You know, I was watching the news here. I don't get to watch too often, but it's been a few weeks ago. What do they have? What are those things that fly around in the air with a droid, a dread, a dream? A what? A drone? A drone. A drone. All right. Kind of like Jerome, right? And they're actually delivering food right to your doorstep with drones. Come on. You call your order into the store. They have your order all put together, and it's on a cable hooked to the drone, whatever it is. Anyway, the flying object. Glory to God. Amen. I used to laugh at Bishop Hammond back in the beginning with our coming out with computers and all. He couldn't get we had a hard disk, right? We had a floppy disk, right? Yeah, he called it a sloppy disk. Yeah, so. Amen. But the drone just come right to your doorstep and just let the food right down on your doorstep. Your doorbell rings. Oh, there's my food. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in a new season. We're in a new chapter. We're in a new time, church. Come on now. And God says, I'm advancing things and I'm moving things forward. But your camels are coming. They're going to come right to your doorway. Come on. Say, it's all coming back. Just lay your hand on your heart for just a moment. Father, I just decree over them right now. Lord, everything, every year, every day, every hour, everything that the enemy thought that he had robbed from them, it's all coming back. Lord, the works of Satan are bound, oh God. These are people with a hearing ear. These are people of faith, oh God. And Lord, as they activate their faith this morning, the joy is coming back. The victory is coming back. The breakthrough is coming back. The provision is coming back. The double door opportunity is coming back. Oh, Father, they're not left behind. Oh, Father, you're going to meet them, and everything's going to come into right alignment for them. And God, they'll have the assignment that they need for this season. In Jesus' name, we pray. And somebody said, amen. Amen. We know in 1 Kings chapter 10, and I'm going to paraphrase this chapter for you. I encourage you to go back and read it as an assignment. But this is about the Queen of Sheba, and that she had heard about the prosperity, the wisdom, and the spirit of excellence of Solomon. Now, I'm sure you've heard this teaching many times before, but I have a point that I want to focus in on. And the Bible says that his fame had gone throughout all of the kingdoms, all of the kings in the kingdoms at that time heard about Solomon, about the wealth that he had, the wisdom that he had, and the gifts and things were all sent to Solomon, and his kingdom kept getting stronger and stronger. Well, Queen of Sheba, she had heard about this good news of Solomon, and she said, I have got to see it to believe it. And you know, there was a man in the Bible, apostle named Thomas, that Bible says after Jesus rose from the dead that he visited the house of the apostles. Y'all remember this account? He visited the house of the apostles, and I like that man. Just no doors open, just walk through. Glory to God. And he's in the presence of the apostles, but Thomas wasn't there. And so they took news to Thomas. Jesus, visit us right here in the house, right before all of us. And the Bible says that Thomas said, I can't believe it unless I see it. How many of you remember that? You know, we called him Doubting Thomas. And so, Doubting Thomas, I've got to see it to believe it. Come on. Well, would you believe Jesus appeared again? Come on now. And this time Thomas says, oh, now I believe. And God says, no, you really don't. You really don't. Not until you put your finger in the palm of my hand and put your hand in my side and you touch my nail-scarred feet. Until you do that, Thomas, you really don't believe. Oh, Jesus, I see you. You're right here. I believe what I see. I don't have to do that. Jesus says, no, Thomas, you have to do that. The Bible says that Thomas reached out and put his finger in the hand of his palm, the hand in his side, and touched his feet. And Jesus spoke these phenomenal words, and he said, great is it for those that see and believe, but much greater for those who have not seen and yet you believe. Look at somebody say, you're greater. Come on, you're greater. We're not like Doubting Thomas. Well, the Queen of Sheba, she had this doubt. I can't believe all that I'm hearing about King Solomon until I go and I see. I have to see for myself. The Bible says that she brought a whole retinue of camels and leaders and silver and gold and ointments and raiment and more than anybody else had brought as a one treasure gift to Solomon. Bible says she brought this whole retinue of camels, but then she asked Solomon hard questions. Everybody say hard questions. Yeah, I found this to be a problem in the church that sometimes we are not propagating, sometimes we are not speaking, sometimes we are not being paid, we are not being that voice because of fear of people questioning you or asking you a question that you don't have the answer for, and so therefore we might turn the corner too early. Come on. But the Bible said she had hard questions to ask Solomon. And the Bible says that Solomon answered every question, amen, with clarity, amen, that answered the question more than satisfied the Queen of Sheba. Come on. But when he answered all of the questions, the Bible says that she unleashed the camels and the camels begin to come in and bring all the treasures, amen, to the temple, to where Solomon's at. The Bible says that she was blown away in her own mind at the spirit of excellence, just walking in to the foyer. You know what? I could feel that when I walked in here this morning. People greeting at the door. Amen. Everything is clean, beautiful. Everything smells fresh. Come on now. Things look organized. We have things, pronouncing things. Just a real welcome center. You know, I just felt a real presence. I believe Queen of Sheba, she felt something special when she walked into the presence of the sanctuary. Everybody say a spirit of excellence. Come on, if the Lord speaks to you while I'm speaking, what is it that you need to set in your home? What is it you need to set in your life? Come on now. Why? Because we're in a new season. It's called the Day of the Saints. Come on now. When the saints of God arise and the saints begin to take the kingdom. But there are going to be those that have hard questions. And God says, I want you ready, amen, to answer every question. When you open your mouth, I'll fill it. Come on, I had a prophecy like that one time, many, many years ago. God said, every time that you open, stand up, I'll open your mouth, I'll fill it. I trust God to fill my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, God is good. Amen. The Bible says that she activated and she released all these camels of blessing. Say, the camels are coming. Say, my camels are coming. God, I believe you have to get adamant about it. Those of you in the marketplace, in the workplace, amen, begin to decree, my camels are coming. Amen, better contracts are coming. More employees are coming. Amen, all that I need to operate rightly, it is all coming back to me. Come on now. Here at the river, it's all coming back. Amen. Even what the enemy tried to blow out, God says, I'll release a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to blow more back upon you than what you had even dreamed possible. And God said, you have thought you was going to have to do a lot, but I'm going to activate Joel chapter 2. Come on now. I'm going to release some signs and wonders. Amen. Around Elkhart, Indiana. Come on now. And I'm going to begin to show myself strong in behalf of my people. Look at somebody and say, those bones are going to shake. Come on. We hear that rattling. I like that song. It got into my spirit there. Come on now. God's going to shake some things, rattle some things. Amen. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of a new season, a new chapter, and a new time of our life. Amen. God is good, isn't he?
All right. We're going to get ready to bring an offering. And any time we bring an offering, we bring it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We bring our offering unto the Lord. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 9, it says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And I believe tonight, and even in this weekend, Apostle Leon has sown generously. He has sown generously into our lives, and we want to sow generously back into his life. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. And so what the Lord is telling you to give, we don't manipulate with finances here in offerings. It's what the Lord has put in your heart. We're going to bring it unto the Lord in obedience. And we're not going to do it reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. So tonight, make your checks payable to River of Life, and we will give Apostle one check tomorrow as he gets ready to leave. And we just thank God for being able to bless him above and beyond. Above and beyond. You know, we want to bless him above and beyond. And so, Father, we just thank you for this offering. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this seed that is being sown. A seed being sown into apostle and prophet's life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we sow a seed, Lord, and we bring this offering up to you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, that you cause this offering, Lord, to be more than enough for Apostle Leon and all the work that he is doing. And Father, what an honor it is to sow in to the ministry, Lord God, so that you can use this, Lord, to glorify you. Thank you for this man of God, Lord. Thank you how he has generously given tonight. And Lord, poured into the river of life and rejoiced with us for this 27 years of ministry. Thank you, Lord. It's by your grace, Lord, that we stand in this place. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.